Hey guys, today's podcast is a conversation that took place in the back of a car. Gary shed some light on a few topics that Dustin asks, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
The first question is,
in previous content, you said you wanted to do Daily V to show people how hard you work, and that entrepreneurship isn't all about pool parties and private jets. Is that still your mentality today?
Not as much to your point. I think when I first started the blog and Daily V, there was just so much hype on Instagram at the time of like, and there still is, like, it's easy and look at all these gifts that come along with it. And I thought it would be valuable. It was less about like, look how hard I'm working. Really, it really was. I know I've at times described it that way. It was just more like, here's what it is. It's not even hard or not hard. And really the combo was like less about like, I'm going hard, more of like, hey, find something you like enough that you're willing to go hard. You know, it's like hard to be good at anything at a very high level without putting in so many reps, whether that's, you know, being in physical shape or being a great teacher or an athlete or, you know, even what is it? It's like tax season right now, right? It's mid-October. Like, you know, like every accountant out right there right now in her 20th year is a much better accountant for her clients than she was 17, 18 years ago, 19 years ago. Your first tax season, you're definitely not as good as your 20th tax season. And so, you know, if you don't like love being an accountant, you're burning out in March and April, right? But if you love it, then you put in the hard work and it's, you know, hard, but it's not like mentally straining. This whole concept of like, burning out it's a lot easier to burn out when you genuinely don't like it and you're doing it strictly for the clout, strictly to appease your parents, strictly for the bag because you need a BMW in your driveway. And so I think a lot about that, and I thought Daily V had a chance to like just show it as it is. I knew that I wouldn't edit. I knew that, you know, we would film everything. You know, we don't do that as, we're not doing it right now. We're not filming every single thing like we did back in the day. And a lot of that has to do with like, we've put hundreds of episodes into people's heads of like, you know, how many meetings are you gonna show over and over and over? I think we've made that point, but there's a new audience. So audiences evolve, people are on different journeys. And so I'm excited to rev it up and continue keeping it going.
Do you have any superstitions?
I don't really believe in any superstitions, but I do believe in really being grounded in gratitude and simplicity. I guess, actually I have one that I would say is probably the closest. I will not cheers to anything but good health. Just won't do it. So that's like the thing that I can, yeah, that's that and probably not missing a play of the Jets. Those are my two like things. Like I fear missing a play of a New York Jets game live. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing that. It's like going to church every Sunday.
You've said before, kids should get into fist fights. Do you think it's the same for adults? Should adults get into fist fights?
When I say I think every kid should get into a fist fight, I mean it from a standpoint of like, I really do think over coddling is very, very vulnerable. I think so many people are anxious as adults because they don't believe in themselves. And, you know, fistfight is like a funny 2023 version of like something that's evolved, right? Like, we don't do that really anymore at the level it's crazy to me how much in the 80s my mind was like, that's always in play. Like, every day I would be like, somebody could get in a fight at school today, you know? And so, you know, I think that people should make themselves comfortable with being uncomfortable, especially in the first 20 years of their lives. I think getting comfortable with losing, I think, you know, even like very nuanced things, Dustin, do you know that a lot of kids today around 8, 9, 10, like eliminate 2 or 3 sports and only focus on one sport now much more than they did 30 years ago? And a lot of it, you know, people think it's like, oh, they want to become great. And like, most parents realize that their kid is not going to be a professional athlete. A lot of it is that it's just the best sport that they are in. And I thought it was healthy when I think back to eras before where like you were epic at basketball, but you were like okay at baseball. And there was something like really good about striking out a lot. And like having that contradiction of like, I'm really good at this, I'm not good at this. And I think it grounded people in a balance that helped them a lot more in adulthood. And I think, you know, I think we just need to champion losing more, micro losing, adversity, inconvenience. You know, everyone's like, why is everyone struggling? You know, so much of the conversation is like too much entitlement, too much anxiety. They both come, in my opinion, one man's point of view, from a place of like not getting comfortable with losing. I mean, like, there wasn't a goddamn parent on earth that would have the audacity to go to school in the 80s, 70s, 60s, and 50s and yell at a teacher to give their kid a higher grade. That's like common practice in some circles now. Eighth place trophies is a disease. Like, and then just eliminating kids from adversity. And, you know, there isn't much more of an adverse situation in your first 10 years than getting into a scuffle at school, you know? And so I say it a little tongue in cheek, but I would be fine if kids got into a little fist fight, you know, in third grade, fifth grade, seventh grade. I don't think that's bad. You know, obviously you don't want anybody to get super hurt and all that bullshit, but like everyone takes everything to the extreme. A bloody lip might leave you in a place where you're never anxious as a 30-year-old. And that would be a beautiful, I think everybody, and not never, that's ridiculous, but I think everybody, if like God came down right now and said, listen, if your kid gets punched in the face once between third and seventh grade, they'll have 80% less anxiety as an adult, motherfucking parents would be throwing their kids into fights. And so I see it a little bit like that. I think it's kind of, these are the subtle, nuanced conversations I think we should be having. And so, yeah.
So adults too?
Adults like less. I think adults is like the opposite. I think by then, what's good about getting punched in the face in fifth grade is you've learned that that doesn't solve shit. And adults need to do something different. Right now, adults are acting like sixth graders, just yelling at each other, canceling each other. Like, straight fucking sissy name-calling shit across the board, 40-year-olds acting like nine. I think adults need to go the other way and have more self-control. And they don't need to fight each other in the middle of a Walmart like I saw the other day in my feed. And not a lot of adults are doing that. But what adults are doing is they're acting fucking all sorts of corny on social media. Like, the loser shit that I see of people name calling behind a fucking fake avatar and a fake username is fucking obnoxious. And so adults, A, don't need to be punching each other. B, they need to really cut out this like goofy shit and like start yelling at each other on some politics when neither one of them really understand the depths of it. And we need to get into more civil discourse. Like, arguing with somebody in a respectful manner is like super capable, but no, adults need to find a way to have civil discourse. It's beautiful to actually not agree. But it's corny and goofy to not be able to handle someone's opinion being different than yours.
Attention is the number one asset.